Creation days in the middle of the Sisalis. So not only when the Iker and the Tefillah are mixed together, you have a mixture of the ingredients, you go away the majority, or the one from a kosher. And Afilu, Kolechel is Vadoi, even each one being eaten independently, but one's coming because of the other one. Afilu Pasha, Pasha Mikrol, and the Tefillah, you're going to jail for the other one. Person eats some herring, and has too much salt in his mouth, and wants this little piece of bread in his mouth to get out the saltiness. Kolechel Pasha, Mikrol, is going to be growing. The Kolechel, the dog, the point is a fat, in the Tefillah. So even the Hamoisi over there, you would not make a bracha. Make a bracha on the fish, and you don't have to make a bracha on the bread that you're eating to get down the fish. You have to taste out of your mouth. The Mavan, if he's hungry, he wants to eat bread with herring, so you make Hamoisi on the bread and cover the herring. Jeru says, what happens in the case where the tuffle was not in front of you when you were eating the ikar? If you planned at the time you made the bracha to eat the tuffle also, or it's a normal thing to eat the tuffle with the ikar, then the tuffle is included in your bracha. Now, the concept of Iker, you have to make bracha on the tuffle, it's not that tuffle does not need a bracha, it needs a bracha. But the bracha of the Iker includes that. If you know, plan to eat the tuffle at the time you made the bracha on the Iker and somebody brought you the tuffle, then it will not be covered by the first bracha. Or if you ate a herring in one room and then went to another building and had a little piece of mezuzah to get down your throat. Once again, if you enjoy the mezuzah, you make a bracha anyway. But here, no matter what, you make another bracha because the first bracha doesn't work for the second place. Now, this is a chiddush though, that in the case of, say, this herring, and at the time the herring, you didn't have any bread around, or went to another building to eat the bread, and so the bracha of the herring doesn't cover the bread. Even so, since you're eating the bread only as a tofel, you make a shahakul. What many afraim hold? Chiddush. So it doesn't have the chiddush of the food itself.
Yud beis if alas neramot. Few shoygen. In matofel choviv olav, mevorach olav, achakach mevorach alikir.
Those that say, there's a thing which is subordinate to the first thing you're eating. You're eating primarily for one thing, and you have a tofu which is chaviv to you. Then, make the bracha on the chaviv first. That's the opinion of this Yeshayman. The Mishnah Berurah brings from Magen Avraham to Biyago, that has many questions on the Shita, and therefore the Magen Avraham says that there's no shachil. You always make the bracha on the Ikar. That's the opinion of the Rabbah. Since you're eating everything because of the Iker, you make the bracha on the Iker. This is even if they have two different brachas and you're not eating them simultaneously, since one you're eating only because you're eating the other one, you make the bracha on the Iker. If a person drank whiskey and then he eats some type of food or a little piece of bread afterwards to take the sharpness out of his system, so in such a case, that bread is tofel and you don't have to make a bracha on it. But, as we learned before, the concept that the tofel does not need a bracha is not that it does not need a bracha. It's that the bracha of the ikar passes the tofel. So he took some whiskey, he had no plan to have any bread, and then suddenly, ooh, this was stronger than I thought. It was a 95% one, not a 40% one. So in such a case, he wouldn't have to make a bracha on the bread. This is also about a case that a person is no interest in eating the tofel. He's not hungry right now. So the only reason why he's eating the bread is because he wants to get that taste out of his mouth. But if he also was hungry, then he would make a bracha on the bread. If a person had bread as a tofu, the whole discussion was they have to wash their hands on such a bread. Even though you don't have to make a bracha, but you have to wash your hands. And the Shabrura and Sim and Kuf Milchet said, if you're eating less than a kezayis, then you can make a nata on the Tuesday time. If you have a kezayis, if you have a besa, you should make a Tuesday time without a bracha. So, for example, you drink whiskey and then you have some cake with it. Generally speaking, you enjoy the cake also. You're not doing it only for that purpose. Therefore, you make a bracha on each one of them. You should make the bracha on the mezuzah first, because that's more chashuv for bracha. Then make the bracha on the whiskey. The Shabbat brings from the Achraim, the same as Shelo HaKodesh, that says that it's not a good idea to use bread as a thing that takes out the sharpness of the whiskey. Because it's very hard to know if you really don't care for the bread at all or not. Yeah. The Shabbat brings that the person at the end of his meal dips some of his bread or challah into some whiskey or liquor or whatever it is, just to help him digest his food. And then, in other words, he basically wants to drink the whiskey to help his digestion, and just hard for him to drink the whiskey, so he gets in a piece of bread. So he says, in such a case, the whiskey is ikar, chiddush. So you have a case of a person who is eating challah, which was dipped in whiskey, and makes a shakal on it, in the middle of the meal. The Maisa, the Eli Rabbi says, in such a case, it's better to drink some whiskey independently, and then you clearly have the real. If a person, after eating something that is very fatty, he drinks some alcohol, get that fatty stuff down, and you don't make the bracha on the fatty.